And there were a few findings. His reflux is still persistent, which is why they think he's been coughing a lot. You may hear him clearing his throat a lot during speeches. That seems to be the cause of that. As far as his gait being changed, they think he's developed some arthritis in his lower back. But the other big things, his atrial fibrillation appears stable. He has a history of having his brain surgery, having aneurysms operated back in the late 80s. That appears to have not changed. And then again, this colonoscopy for which he was sedated, had a colonoscopy and also had an endoscopy as well. So those are the major things that they sort of put into the report, Anderson.
Obviously, there's been a lot of focus on his cognitive abilities, questions raised by opponents and others. In 2018, the former president had a test that measured mental acuity. Was that part of today's test?
It doesn't seem like it. I read pretty carefully through the doctor's report, and they mentioned neurological exam, but that was more in terms of testing motor strength and sensation and things like that. President Trump had something known as the Montreal Cognitive Assessment. It's sort of a screening test for dementia. And, there was no mention of that sort of thing here. It is a constant point of discussion. I can tell you within the geriatrics community, I wrote this book last year about brain health, and one of the things that kept coming up was should sort of these types of screening tests, cognitive screening tests, be more commonly done? And there's many in that community who believe starting at age 65, there should be some sort of screening that's done.